We're headed toward a high later of around 53 degrees. More about that coming up following the news. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. The rescue effort has begun, and it's been going on all night after an American Airlines flight out of Wichita, Kansas, on approach at Washington's Reagan National Airport collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter. 64 people on board the airliner. ABC Transportation producer Sam Sweeney reports air traffic control calls the show said that two aircraft were aware of one another.
These aircraft, we know, they saw each other because they acknowledged it on air traffic control. They got warnings in their cockpits, in the flight deck. They're called TCAS warnings. They're anti-collision systems that are on board these aircraft. So they have to figure out, they got the warnings, they communicated to air traffic control that they saw each other. Why did they collide? What went wrong?
On board that American jet, several members of the U.S. figure skating team who had been taking part in the U.S. figure skating championships in Wichita last weekend. Russian officials also saying some of that country's figure skaters were on the flight. This is ABC News. A federal judge in New York has sentenced a tearful former U.S. Senator Robert Menendez to 11 years in prison in a bribery scandal.
The former New Jersey senator had been found guilty of taking bribes of gold bars, a luxury car, and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. The first U.S. senator convicted of acting as an agent of a foreign government for Egypt and Qatar. Menendez called himself a chastened man through tears to the judge. Outside the courthouse, he called it all
nothing but a political witch hunt,
echoing another convicted politician.
President Trump is right. This process is political, and it's corrupted to the core.
And appeals expected.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Nearly a month after the deadly and devastating wildfires in Los Angeles, the big show is tonight for the victims of those fires. Dozens of artists will come together at two separate venues in Los Angeles for fire aid. The list of acts extensive, from Rod Stewart, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Joni Mitchell, to Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Stevie Nicks, and Stevie Wonder. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high of 52 today with sunshine. South winds becoming southwesterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and a low of 31. Also a high of 42 Friday with cloudy times at times. And then also Saturday, 36 with a 30% chance of light rain. Sunday, 48 with a 50% chance of snow showers by late evening. Right now at WRCO Studios, after the midnight reading of 19, we're down slightly from that to the current mark. It is 15 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Thursday. We're at January 30th on the calendar. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you. So proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly.
Some people have them big shiny cars, swimming pools, fur coats, and diamonds in jars. Real silver gates, real golden doors. They'll get up to heaven and trade them all for a rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, secondhand wings full of patches. Rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, robe that's so woolly that it scratches.
There we go. We start the day in a positive way, a rusty old halo. That is Hoyt Axton, and before that, our national anthem sung by Carrie Underwood. Hello, my friends. Phil Nee with you today. Feeling good from the Sextonville International and in to keep you company today. It was a starry, starry night, that's for sure, and chilly temperatures down to 15, but we could be near a record breaker today. Now, what we have in the books for this day in history is a daytime high of 51 going back to 1988. So I would assume that record is in jeopardy today. That's all right. Give us a little taste of spring. We'll be all squirrely. And then, of course, reality will hit us during a cold month of February. I would assume, anyway. Well, let's start those chores. Here's Waylon Jennings.
Lucy, you won't do your daddy's will. Well, Lucy, you just won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you, but I love you still. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. Well, I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. Asked my friends about her, but all their lips were tied. Lucille, won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you, I love you still. Well, I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. Asked her friends about her, but all that left was tied. Lucille, please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Satisfy my heart.
come around, baby, but you gave me such a wonderful start.
Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry, Nathan Hale, and Colin Kelly, too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. This war with its mad schemes of destruction of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American. For that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. Though I realize I'm crippled, that is true, sir. Please don't judge my courage by my twisted leg. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the axes down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
A classic on the countryside from Elton Britt on the Light in the Mail Cow Show. It is 15 degrees on this Thursday morning, January 30th. Phil Nee reminding you the Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry will be in the Boaz Community Building. That's today from 10:30 until 12:30. All are welcome from the surrounding area. Southwest Cap is required to collect names, birth dates, addresses, and household size. A slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates will speed up the process. And the next Red Cross Blood Drive will be on Friday in our southwestern Wisconsin area in Mineral Point at St. Mary's St. Paul Catholic Church. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app as well. Those reminders from our community calendar. A look at sports is coming up. A tough one for the Badger men last night. More in a bit.
When I wake up early in the morning, the first thing on my mind is loving you. When I see a honeybee kissing on the flowers, I feel good cause it makes me think of you and the things you do. I got
got what I want and I'm proud of it. I'll tell the world I sure do love it. Baby, you make good things happen to me. Good things happen in the morning. Good things happen in the evening. The very best thing of all is that you're mine. When I go to bed late in the evening, the last thing on my mind is loving you. No teardrops stain my pillow, I just lay there and dream sweet dreams of you all night.
That's David Houston on the Light in the Milk House show.
Hi, Lillian. I cannot believe it's time for Catholic Schools Week already.
What's Catholic Schools Week, Addy?
Catholic Schools Week is a week-long celebration where we can celebrate our faith with our family and friends.
That sounds fun.
It is fun, Lillian. We celebrate our faith all week by attending Mass, having dress-up days, doing community service for our neighborhood, completing an all-school STEM challenge, and finishing the week with a spirit assembly.
Well, I can't wait.
Me neither. It's going to be great. Happy Catholic Schools Week.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
Are you a first-time home buyer ready to take that exciting step? A conventional loan might be just what you need. With flexible terms, competitive interest rates, and options for as little as 3% down, it's never been easier to own your first home. The Schultz Mortgage Team is here to guide you every step of the way, making the process simple and stress-free. Call us today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify and take the first step toward home ownership. Your dream home is waiting. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making first-time buyers feel right at home.
An update on sports today is next. It is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, the Badgers failed to hold a five-point halftime lead in Wednesday's 76-68 loss to Maryland. That's two losses in the last three games. The Terrapins used a 14-2 run to take control of the game and built the lead to double digits at one point. Elsewhere last night, the Badger women's team with a victory. They scored the victory against Michigan 82-2. to 75 last night. From the NBA, Brooklyn 104, Charlotte 83, Toronto 106, Washington 82. Indiana got the win against Detroit 133-119, Cleveland 126, Miami 106, Boston over Chicago 122-100, Philadelphia 117, Sacramento 104, New York over Denver 122-112. The Clippers beat San Antonio 128-116. Dallas 137, New Orleans 136, Minnesota 121, Phoenix 113, and Golden State over Oklahoma City 116-109. As mentioned, Maryland beat Wisconsin in rated college basketball from last night. Number one Auburn was a winner against LSU 87-74. From the NHL ice, Minnesota 3-1 over Toronto, Florida 3, Los Angeles nothing, New Jersey 5, Philadelphia nothing, Vancouver 3-1 over Nashville, and Pittsburgh 3, Utah 2 in overtime.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
5:22 the time, 15 degrees the temperature. And guess what, kids? It is the time you've been waiting for. It is aerobic polka time. Get your shoelace tied there. All right, here we go. Was a good one. A little shot of Jambalaya there with Marv Masterson in the orchestra and the Jambalaya Polka. 5:24 the time. Here's Willie Nelson with Neil Young on the Milk Cow Show.
Are there any more real cowboys left out in these hills? Will the fire hit the iron one more time? And will one more dusty pickup come rolling down the road with the load of feed before the sun gets high? Well, I hope that working cowboy never dies. Not the one that's snorting cocaine when the honky-tonks all close, but the one that prays for more rain, heaven knows. And the good feed brings the money, and the money
That's Holly Dunn on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House Show, giving you the wake-up call today. We are headed toward 52 today. That's some good news we can tell you, with sunshine expected tonight, a low of 31. Right now, the air is calm, and right now we're at the overnight low on the Wurtz floor and home thermometer. It is 15 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Another Wisconsin county looks at operational ordinances for farms. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Portage County, Wisconsin is considering an operational ordinance to regulate new large farms. County Board Chair Ray Reeser tells Brownfield an operational ordinance would create a licensing structure for farms over 1,000 animal units that would have guidelines for fire codes, waste management, public health and safety, and natural resource protection.
It's sort of a new approach to looking at the threat of really big CAFO-style operations coming into the state. What it isn't is an attempt to limit current producers in a given town or a county.
Reeser says there are three counties in around nine towns with farm operation ordinances, but he says none of them would work as a model for Portage County. Reeser says there is nothing on the books that protects the county if something bad were to happen.
We want to have some minimum safeguards in place should an operation like a very large poultry operation or a hog operation or even another very large dairy CAFO move into the area.
Reeser met with local farmers this week and says there were a lot of questions. He says farmers are risk averse and they are justifiably concerned about additional regulation. Reeser says creating the operational ordinance for large farms will take at least 12 months to complete. The National Farmers Union wants to ensure Congress is committed to finishing a farm bill this year. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the Indiana Farmers Union annual meeting.
National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says the organization remains focused on getting a new five-year farm bill across the finish line this year.
We want to drive home the fact that safety net right now is not quite adequate. We need strong crop insurance. We need to make sure that those programs helping commodities are as strong as possible.
But he tells Brownfield he doesn't think it will get done within the first 100 days of the new administration.
We understand that there are a lot of competing priorities in Congress this year. We can't let the needs of rural America and farmers and ranchers go astray.
LaRue says the organization is focused on helping farmers be more productive and profitable. From Columbus, Indiana, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
A Wisconsin-based farming operation will be helping some agriculture students pay for college. Christy Lindner with Awesome Farms and Produce tells Brownfield they've started a new scholarship program. Lindner says one in nine people in Wisconsin work in agriculture, and talent is always difficult to find. The new scholarship starts this spring, and the deadline for the first round of applications is March 31st.
Through investing in our youth in our area communities that we live and work, to provide tuition and funding through a $1,000 scholarship to 10 selected individuals.
A link to the application website can be found on Brownfield Ag News. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade remains at a standstill. No bids were floated on Wednesday. Asking prices were at $210 live in the south, but weren't established in the north. Another strong week of business is expected, but a standoff between buyers and sellers could continue, especially with Friday's cattle inventory report from the USDA. The holdout last week proved fruitful in the end as prices were significantly higher. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were $4 to $8 higher. Steer and heifer calves under 750 pounds were $3 to $6 higher, with spots of $12 higher. The USDA says demand was very good on the heavy supply. Feeder supply included 48% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 602 to 648 pounds, brought 307.50 to 337.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 646 pounds, brought $275 to $288. Boxed beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice was down $1.81 at $330.54. Select closed $1.29 lower at $320.67. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, even on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a solid negotiated run. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, helping provide support to the market. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts in order to keep up with the increased slaughter pace. Domestic demand has been inconsistent, which has added some volatility to the market. Hog weights were down nearly a pound on the week and were a pound lower than year-ago levels. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 83 cents lower, with a weighted average of 83.49. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were both up 3 cents, with weighted averages of 84.35. Pork values closed higher on Wednesday, up 49 cents at 93.31. Bellies were sharply higher. Picnics and ribs were higher. Hams, loins, and butts were weak to lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 39,000 on the week and down about 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower on profit taking and the lower box beef. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade, with cash hogs higher and pork values lower during the session. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up, keeping an eye on weather in South America. March beans were 15 and a half higher at 1060 and a half, and May was up 15 and three quarters at 1075 and a quarter. March corn was 11 and three quarters higher at 497. May was up 11 and a half at 507 and a half. Cattle were lower, pressured by profit taking and the midday decline in beef. February live was 152 lower at 207.02, and April was down 232 at 204.95. March feeders were down 297 at 275.27. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and long-term pork demand uncertainties. February lean did hold at 83.90, and April was up 42 at 91.32, but after that, things weakened. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Sticker shock at the grocery store. Why food prices are so high. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Earlier this month, I did a show about the slowing inflation rate for food in the U.S. Today, we dig into why those food costs have risen. Dawn Thilmany is a professor of agricultural and resource economics at Colorado State University.
People might not know this, but about 50% of the cost of food that we eat is labor in some way, shape, or form. And as a country, we've actually made some commitments to really raise wages for a large set of our workers. And since 50% of our food cost is labor, that's going to end up trickling through to our food cost as well. So most people would think that plays out well, because if we're all making more money, we can spend more money on food. But of course, that hasn't been even across the economy.
Besides labor costs, Thilmany says,
but there's a couple other things, too. Those supply chain disruptions also affected energy costs, which are big for agriculture. We also have seen some weird versions of disease outbreaks that really have affected a couple of sectors.
While we can complain about grocery bills and restaurant meal costs, Thilmany says we might consider being thankful that we have adequate food supplies available in this country. She'll be back tomorrow to explain further. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business offering top-quality livestock. Every Tuesday morning at 8:30, they hold slaughter cattle sales featuring slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday, they present a special combination sale with Holstein and Angus Cross, along with beef, new crop calf, and yearling sale. It's an event not to be missed. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Getting the most out of corn silage depends on how you use it. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Wisconsin dairy farmer is getting more feed efficiency and profitability by separating his corn silage before feeding it. Greg Frenchu from Clear Lake says he's reduced his alfalfa acres by about one-third and is feeding about 20% more corn silage, but he's separating the elements of the silage first.
We have a device, a machine, that we can feed corn silage from our corn silage pile into while we're feeding our cows each day and sort out the stover from it. We take the stover and we feed that to our dry cows and our heifers, and that presents a huge feed savings for us.
Frenchu says separating the corn silage has several advantages.
When you present this feed to the cows, it's presented in such a way that they can't sort the feed anymore. And by not sorting, all the cows get the same ration each day and the same intake each day, and that improves their transition period and their health.
He says by taking the stover out, it leaves the fine particles the cows can't sort, and it's those fine particles that are higher in starch and more energy dense.
And that resulted in a feed efficiency increase of a tenth of a percent from 1.7 to 1.8. And that represents about $450 per cow.
Frenchu has spent years developing a machine to sort the corn silage, and he's putting that machine on the market so other producers can benefit. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower except block cheese Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was down 0.75 cents to 69 cents, one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks up 4 cents at 193 with three sales. Cheese barrels unchanged at 186.5, five sales there. Butter was down 4 cents at 246 with four sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.25 cents to 134.5 and two sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
It is 5:45. A look at weather for today. Sunshine to partly cloudy and a high of 52. Record warmth Likely today. For this evening, partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 31. Friday, 42. Mostly cloudy in the morning, some sun later on. And Saturday, 36, with a 30% chance of light rain and snow showers. Looks like Sunday could bring on some scattered drizzle and a high of 48. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher has more about that coming up. Right now, it is 15 degrees. Tony's report coming up in about 10 minutes or so today. Here is Donna Fargo.
I worked in your fields this morning. I traveled your highways today. Used a creek and a rainbow. And a tree or a chapel to pray. And I'm so proud to sing your praises and to live in the land of the free.
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO Radio, and hey, baby, how you doing? It's a 16-degree morning here at WRCO Radio, and a look at weather is coming up with meteorologist Tony Schumacher, and I believe he's kin to the groundhog, too. Groundhog's Day coming up already on Sunday. How can that be? Here's Charlie Rich.
If you're looking for a letter from me, there won't be any more. There won't be any more. And don't sit by your telephone. If you're waiting on a call from me, there won't be any more. There won't be any more.
With a vintage classic here on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some unusual warmth across the region for today. The combination of sunshine and mild air flowing in from the southwest and the bare ground will boost those temperatures up into the 50s this afternoon, breaking records in much of the region. We'll have some changes, though, the next couple of days. Cooler air will filter in tomorrow, still above normal, but certainly jacket weather. Meanwhile, a storm system passing well south of Wisconsin could spread some rain up to about the Wisconsin-Illinois border late tonight and tomorrow morning. Right now, it looks like most of that should miss our listening area. Otherwise, another weather system will slide in from the northern plains for late Saturday into Sunday, bring some scattered light precipitation to our neck of the woods. The better chance of a couple inches of snow will fall in parts of northeast Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and upper Michigan. Much colder conditions are expected early next week. So today, look for sunny to partly cloudy skies, record warmth likely with highs in the low 50s, south wind becoming southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly or mostly cloudy, low at 31. Mostly cloudy in the morning tomorrow, then some sunshine later, not as warm with a high of 42. North and northeast winds 7 to 15. Friday night, partly cloudy and cool, low temperature 21. Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance of light rain and snow showers in the evening, high near 36. On Sunday, cloudy and warmer with scattered drizzle, high temperature hitting 48. There is a 50% chance of snow showers by late evening Sunday, maybe a small coating at night. And Monday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, chance of flurries out there, high at 28. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and brisk, high temperature 22. A chance of light snow coming in Tuesday night into Wednesday. Might be some mixed precipitation Wednesday as well, with highs in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It is 16 degrees. Yesterday's high was 42. The record high for January 30th that may be in jeopardy today, 51 in 1988. The record low, 46 below zero in 1951. Last year's high, 40 and the low, 35. Sunset will occur at 5:11 this afternoon, 7:19 for sunrise time this morning. Right now the air is calm. The barometer is at 29.86. No precipitation today. We've had clear skies overnight. We've been as low as 14. Right now it is 16 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. Also, Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. Good morning. It is 16 degrees.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. figure skating team confirms some of its members, coaches, and relatives were on board the American Airlines regional jet that crashed into the Potomac overnight in Washington, D.C. after colliding with an Army Black Hawk helicopter on a training mission.
The explosion sending what was left of both aircrafts plunging into the Potomac River.